Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. Aaliyah Butler, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight with our show. You know, I know you're very busy. You're leading busy lives. You're wearing many, many hats. But I thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule and joining us tonight. I have a wonderful, wonderful show, a plan for you tonight. But we're going to pause for our great sponsors that are on with us for February. We have Third Heaven Sound, where they are not just music, it's a sound, Unique Expression by Design, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, as well as Boost Mobile, Big Easy Boost Mobile, located beside Hobby Lobby and CC's Pizza in Conyers, Georgia. Their address is 1507 Highway 138, Conyers. Their special this month is buy one, get one free family plan. They have phone plans starting as low as $35, which includes hotspots. And if you switch your number from a competitor, you can get a free phone. Tell them you heard it on Fire to Inspire, and you will get a great, they'll definitely take care of you at that location. Again, that is the Big Easy Boost Cellular Store located at 1507 Highway 138, right beside Hobby Lobby and CC's Pizza in Conyers, Georgia. Well, we are back to our powerful, powerful show tonight. The topic is tapping into your purpose. So let me back up just a little bit. I tell you all the time that it's time to stop existing and start living the life that God created for you to live. You see, there is greatness on the inside of you. All you have to do is allow it to burst out, to allow it to overflow and walk into your purpose. It's time to stop existing and start living, and it's time to start living now. Well, I'm so excited to have a fellow sister that is doing, rocking and doing the same thing I do, empowering people, pushing people into their destiny, and coaching them to live out their dreams. She is the one and only Miss Kara Sakino. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I am so humbled and honored. I just want to thank you for your invitation, and I'm very excited to see what God's going to be up to this evening.
I am too. I tell you, I'm so excited because this year I've been so intentional and strategic. Those were some of the words he gave me, about being strategic and intentional. And then he said to move with momentum. And so I have to be strategic and intentional about helping people live out their dreams. So the whole month of January, we did the entire month talking about our goals and what is your why? Why are you doing what you do? Are you focused on your future? And the 10 revelations you need to know to make sure that you're successful and not getting stuck. So that's what we did all of January. So you're kicking off February with tapping into purpose. So I'm excited, and it's time for us to help push people into their purpose. So without further ado, I would like to say thank you again for joining us on Fire to Inspire, and welcome. Now, tell us a little bit about who you are. Who is Kara Sakino?
Wow, that is a very complicated question. But, yeah, it's very simple at the same time. You know, who is Kara Sakino? You know, Kara Sakino is a simple woman who is very passionate about Jesus Christ and also very determined. I mean, you know, I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. I didn't always have an easy way. And I did have a foundation of faith. You know, I was raised in the church. But, you know, who I am today is not the person I was 2 years ago or even 10 years ago. And I believe that probably yourself and a lot of our viewers can relate to that. But if we go back to, you know, who is Kara Sakino today, you know, I am very passionate about believers understanding the opportunity and responsibility that they have with these gifts that God has given us and to live out our purpose here on earth. You know, I look at the church and the state of the church, and, you know, we as believers are the church, and I see that we, a couple things, you know, we've kind of bought into this mentality that, you know, we can just claim it and name it, or, you know, just believe and God will do the rest. And he will. God will do the impossible, but it is up to us to do the possible. And I feel as though, you know, we're a little stuck when it comes to looking at who we are today, looking at the power of God as being separate than us, and then looking at what he's called us to do. So that's really what I'm passionate about, is really restoring that gap between who we are, realizing that we have the Godhead in us to do things that are exceedingly abundantly beyond what we can ask or think, and then how do we actually apply that in our everyday life.
Amen, amen. You wear many hats. Tell me how you got the title Transition Strategist. I love that.
Oh, Transformation Strategist? Yeah, sure. So in my business life, I am what you call a project manager or a project business strategist consultant. I've been doing that for 20 years. And so I've managed multiple multi-million dollar initiatives for, you know, Fortune 5, Fortune 10 organizations, and every agent. I mean, every field you could think of, from real estate to the federal government, energy. You know, I've been really blessed to be able to do that. So one of the things that I realized is that in my own life, if we go back about 5 years, you know, I had just moved to Charlotte. I was completely depressed, oppressed. You know, I was over 100 pounds heavier than I am right now. Still love Jesus, you know, but, you know, I was stuck. And through my training in the office to take these corporate projects from an idea to actual implementation in these organizations, my thinking started to kind of mimic what I would do to work with these executives to accomplish their dreams. And so before I knew it, I was taking those same thought processes, and I was actually using that in my own life to implement change. And so that's where the word transformation strategist came from, because I actually executed change in my own life and saw transformation. I do the same thing for companies as well.
All right. I love it. I absolutely love it. When I saw that, I was like, yes, I like that.
Oh, okay. Right. Thank you.
Yes. So as you were able to see that, you know, these are some things that were really key for you, and you were able to apply them to your own life, how did you realize that this was a part of your purpose and the plan for your life?
Well, you know, I'm a very straight talk, you know, person, and I'm just going to be transparent if you allow me on the call today. And so for me, it wasn't as easy as, you know, I want my purpose. You know, I had, you know, a dream and I had my purpose. You know, it was something that, you know, I really had to seek after. So what I did was I had gotten back into my church in 2013 in January. Again, you know, doing all right, but, you know, was nowhere near the woman I am today. But I had that strong foundation. And as I was beginning to get healed from the inside out, I hadn't really thought about my purpose and really didn't care. I was just trying to get myself together. Well, fast forward that about a year and a half, I began to say, Lord, why was I created? What am I here for? And so I actually took the summer off of my consulting work, and I literally just stayed before the Lord. I fasted and I prayed. I also lost almost 50 pounds in 8 weeks. And you know, that weight I had been trying to lose for years on my own. But when you start seeking the kingdom first, he'll give you the desires of your heart. You know what I mean? And that's exactly what happened. But, yes, through that process of fasting and prayer and seeking the Lord, you know, and also using some practical tools, I had to think about really what do I have a passion for. And what I realized is that I had a passion for sharing information. It didn't matter if it was a hairstyle, a recipe, how to do something. If I knew that information, it could help someone, a job, I was like, talking your ear off about that. And so when he showed me that seed, I had to then go continue to do some self-examination and kind of flesh that out to get to my purpose.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny, a lot of times when I talk to women and they're, you know, if they have, they don't quite know what their purpose is, or, and even not just women, but people, but generally when you're talking to the women, a lot of them hit that space around 35, some even 40. But they hit that space of, what am I here? I know that's when it hit for me. I was like, okay,
Hello, are you there?
Sakina?
Carol? Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I said, I don't know what happened to us, but I was saying, I was asking, what did you put breath in this life to be, and what did you put breath in this life to do? And so when I got before the Lord and asked those questions, then he started awakening some things. And, you know, I was always an encourager. I was always an empowerment person that I love to build people up. Now, I did IT for 15 years. But that was not my purpose. That was a destiny to get me into the place of understanding who I am and who I am in him. And so, yes, ma'am. So when you were saying that, you know, you were going before him, I'm like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. You had the same conversation I have.
Right. I think he helped us get there some kind of way. He'll let life put a little bit of a press on you where you start asking some questions. At least that's what the case was for me.
Well, you know, sometimes you get to a place of, I know that there was more. It was like there was there was this void, which, you know, yes, I loved the Lord. I was still going to church, but there was more that I know that was still not into. And so there was a place of, okay, God, there's something more to this. Yes, I love my life. However, there's more. And so, you know, when you get to that point, you're like, okay. And then I also know that because I wouldn't walk out on faith, that rug kind of got pulled out of my because I wasn't going to walk out on faith and leave that position. So, yes, ma'am.
Right.
So a person that is just in that place that we're describing, they are there right now, are just like, you know what, I know that there's more. They may even not even be in a place where they even like what they're doing anymore, because I got to the point where I made good money, but I didn't like what I did anymore. It didn't fulfill me. And so what would you say to that person that is listening right now, whether they're listening live or they're going to listen to the recording, what would you say to that person?
You know, the first thing I would say, and I don't want to sound cliche, but the first thing I would say is to, you know, talk to the Lord and say, Lord, listen, you know, I may not have been as in tune with you as I should be, but I know that you created me for more than this. I mean, for me, I really had to humble myself and really, you know, pour myself out to say, yes, Lord, I thank you for these skills and talents and abilities, and I thank you for the ability to make, as you say, good money. But right now, you know, I need you to show me. You know, you said in your word that you would order our steps. I need you to order my steps. I need you to show me, how do I discover that which you have put inside of me, not for me, but for the earth. Do you know what I mean? How the scripture talks about how people are yearning, you know, they're laying in wait for you to manifest, you know, that gift. And so that would be the first step. After they do that, I would tell them to be patient. And the reason why I say that is because sometimes we act in emotion and we say, oh, I'm sick of this and I've got to, you know, just make a change right now. You know, stop. Wait a minute, because then you'll find yourself that you're in a place, you know, even maybe financially, or even your family may not be prepared for you to now switch and start pursuing something completely different, right? Mm-hmm. And so you need to take a moment and get a plan together. And then the third thing I would tell them to do is to follow your passion. You know, that is... For me, it took me a while to get there, but just follow your passion. I love to give an example, if you don't mind. One thing I try to tell people is, for example, let's say you love children, okay? You just love, love children. You think, you know, I want to work in a youth ministry. I just love kids. You know, say another passion of yours may be photography, and another passion may be writing. Okay, so those are your three passions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so automatically you think, because you love children, let me go work in the children's ministry. So then you go and volunteer one Sunday. And so now you are in the children's ministry volunteering, and kids are like all over your nerves. I mean, can we just be real, okay? Let's just give this example, okay? You are not feeling it, you know, and you're almost heartbroken because you're like, Lord, I love kids. You know, this is my passion, but why is this wearing me out? Why am I ready to go, you know? And you're thinking, oh, my God, I thought this was my purpose. And so I'm giving this example to give you another perspective to say, if you don't go try something, you'll never know if that is exactly what you need to be doing. If you don't find that that's what you should be doing, what it will help you do is find out what you shouldn't be doing, okay? Second part of that would be that, okay, you still love kids, but let's look at your other passions. You love to write and you love photography. Well, maybe you should be writing children's books instead of being hands-on in the children's ministry. So that's why I wanted to give that example, is that a lot of times people just go for the obvious, but you want to take a step back and look at, you know, try some things, look at the results, see what you liked and what you didn't like, and then continue to look at some of your other passions. And I guarantee you, if you're seeking the Lord as you do this, he will lead you, you know, down the proper path to finding your purpose.
Exactly, exactly. I'm going to take a quick pause for our sponsors, for those who just joined us. We are talking about tapping into purpose. We're going to be intentional about being successful in 2016. Our show tonight is brought to you by Third Heaven Sound. It's not just music, it's a sound. Unique Expressions by Design, Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, and finally, Big Easy Boost Mobile cell phone store in Conyers, Georgia, located at 1507 Highway 138 beside Hobby Lobby and CC's Pizza. They have some great plans this month. You have buy one, get one free family plan, phone plan starting as low as $35, and that includes hotspot. And if you join them and you're switching from a competitor, you can get a free phone. So let them know you heard it from On Fire to Inspire, and they will definitely take care of you. Well, guys, we are back with Ms. Kara Sakina just enlightening us on tapping into purpose. I tell you, I'm so excited because there is such a glow. There's such a glow when a person understands that who they are and they're walking in their purpose. There's a glow.
Yeah.
A glow that comes from that person. And I see that on you. And so.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And so when you speak to people who are, you know, newly, you know, coming into understanding what their purpose is, what would you tell that person?
So you said they're newly coming into understanding what their purpose is. So I'm going to assume that, you know, they tried some things and they said, you know what, I found it. I found my purpose, right?
Yes.
I would still tell them to keep an open mind. For example, in my situation, I had realized that I wanted to start, you know, spread my message of information to people by doing a Christian accessories company. You know, I didn't want to be in the spotlight. I didn't want to coach anybody. What I'm doing right now was the furthest thing from my mind to about a year and a half ago, truth be told. So I continued down that path, and I needed to find a branding person and get a website and do all those things. Well, in that journey, the woman and the people that I came across were like, whoa, wait a minute, why are you doing this? You know, you should be doing that. And so I had to be open to say that even though I saw my purpose being fulfilled one way, you need to be open that it may be fulfilled a different way, and you need to be flexible. So that's the biggest tip, because I really struggled with that, especially when it gets seared in your spirit a certain way, and then we interpret it in our mind how we think God wants to use us. Another, I had a client, it was another woman, very, very old, in her late 70s, and she had always wanted to run a group home. And she was still very vibrant and getting ready to go get it. I'm like, go, you know what I mean? Do it. But what I told her was, listen, with all your experience, don't limit yourself to operating the group home the way that you think so. You might be the person that writes the manual that comes up with the process and procedures. Do you see what I'm saying? Don't just assume that the way you had a desire for one thing, and that's the only way you can see yourself doing that, but just be open to God using that desire in a different way. That would be my biggest thing for people who are coming into their purpose. And then the second thing I would say is to learn how to keep your own fire lit.
Amen. I like that. Because you definitely have to do that. You definitely have to do that.
Yes, ma'am.
You got to stay prayed up, you know.
Yes.
As you're moving and you're walking. Cause just because God has showed you your dream and your purpose doesn't mean that everybody around you understands it. And so you may have some people that say, girl, you can't do that. Why are you doing
that?
Right. God put that in you, it's not for them to understand. It's for you and him. So you keep doing it and moving. Moving in the vein that he's giving you. So I am really, really excited about the things that are before the people. Now, you said that you are also an author. What's the title of your book? And how do we get it?
Oh, so, yes, I am currently writing a book called Master Your Profit Plan. I've already have authored my signature program, which is a 12-week curriculum called Master Your Profit Plan. So I'll be launching those classes in the spring, but I decided to go ahead and do the ebook. So if they want to know when the pre-release comes out, they can go to my website at karasakina.com and get on the list, and they will be the first to know.
Okay, KiraSakina.com. And your how do they follow you on the different social media outlets?
Well, on Facebook, you can find me at KiraSakina. And then on Twitter and Periscope, I am at KS Profit Plan. That's KSPROFITPLAN. Again, that's kind of mimicking Master Your Profit Plan, which is really I teach people how to become more efficient, how to change their thinking, and how to increase their profit, not only in their business, but in their life as well.
Okay, perfect. Love it. Well, we're going to open up the line and see if anyone has any questions about tapping into their purpose. Did you have anything to add before we open up the line?
No, let's see if there's anyone out there and if they have any questions. Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Yes, ma'am. If you press 1, you're able to ask a question or make a comment. If you press 1, you'll be able to ask Ms. KiraSakina any question that you would like concerning purpose or maybe, her walk with pursuing her purpose. So if you have a question, press 1. Or if you just have a comment, and don't be shy, because every now and then they'll ask a lot of questions. And every now and then they'll get a little shy on me. So,
that's fine.
So, we are talking about tapping into purpose. It's no more existing. We're not doing that anymore. There's no procrastination. Right. There are no slaves. There are no excuses. We threw that out the window. We left that back in 2015. So we're being intentional. We're being impactful with everything that we're doing in our lives. We're making an impact for the people because your gift isn't for you. Your gift is to be a blessing to others. And
right.
I don't know if you know my testimony, but when the Lord told me to write On Fire to Inspire, I told him I was a children's author. And he was like, okay, you're so much more than that, but I need you to come out of that box so you can take me out of that box. Because once you take me out of that box, you can see the full plan that I have for you. Yes,
absolutely.
You authored your first children's book, and you have about 3 or 4 more that needs to be illustrated. However, you're going to get to them, but right now, you're going to do On Fire to Inspire. And I was just like, but he would wake me up in the midnight hour, just give me words to encourage, words to empower, words to just lift someone and push them into the purpose. And I said, okay. And so finally, when he said, there are too many lives tied into your obedience.
When
he said that, I said, okay, I'm listening. You got my ears, and I'm going to do what you say. On Fire to Inspire, the book was birthed. It came out May 31st of 2014. Audio CD came out November 8th, 2014. And this actual show came out December 9th, 2014. And so, you know, when God says it's time to do something, everything is easy. And it's time to move forward in it. And he'll send people your way. You know, I know when he told me to do the show, he was like, don't get comfortable. And I didn't quite understand why he said don't get comfortable. Mm-hmm. But I thank God for the network that allowed me to start my show with them. But God told me that it was time to launch my own network.
I didn't know you had your own network. Awesome.
Yes, I actually have. This is my network that On Fire to Inspire is on. And so it looks like I'm going to be bringing other shows to the world to empower, impact, and do additional things. I am not saying that I'm going to do all the shows. No, that is not the thing.
Oh, right. But no, that's not feasible. But you want to give people a platform.
Right, give other people a platform to be able to, you know, live out their purpose and help others do
awesome.
The same. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That is wonderful. So, I'm going to have to ask you about that because I'm getting ready to launch mine as well. Not a network yet. I'm just going to do a show at first. But, yeah, I definitely, you know, think that you've made some significant accomplishments, and I'd love to pick your brain at some point and get some pointers from you as well. So I'm going to hold you to that since I got you live on the air here.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Now, you guys, don't be shy tonight if you have a question or you want to just make a comment about any of the information we've covered. Or if you have a question, press 1 and we'll be able to answer your question. Ms. Kara Skinner is full of knowledge, full of wisdom, and she's just excited about sharing with you guys tonight about tapping into your purpose and walking out what's on the inside of you. I know I share all the time as well. God showed me a vision of people sitting on their hands, and he said, I've given them all these gifts and talents, but they're not doing anything with them. They're just sitting there. And he said, tell them it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I created them to live. And so ever since I got that word back in November 8th of 2014, I've been saying that each and every time that I come across someone that I'm trying to empower, inspire, push into the purpose. Because it's time. You know, stop going into a job that you hate each and every day, clocking in. Yes, you got to create your plan. Now, don't just quit. I'm not
saying
you quit.
Right.
I'm saying that start a plan.
Right, then you be on the street and you mad at God.
Right. So you can walk out and see that dream and those goals coming into fruition and seeing them being manifested. But you got to step out there and do something toward it. Create your plan. Do some research. I tell people daily, do something towards your goals. If today's going to be a research day, if today's going to be a brainstorming day, do something daily towards your goals, and you will see at the end of the day, you're like, wow, I accomplished all this. Wow. And so tell us about, you said you have another one that's coming up, another book that is coming up. Tell us about some of the other things that you have coming up. I know you all did a summit, which was very, very powerful. Tell us about some other things that you have coming up soon.
Oh, sure. So as I was telling you, you know, I really hadn't intended to be a speaker and doing all these things. And so, you know, me transitioning from corporate to this online space has been, you know, it's been challenging. And, you know, in the online space, you need, in corporate, you need your skill set, a good reputation, and a phone. You know what I mean? And a computer. And so in the social media space, you know, you need 15,000 different social media accounts and Facebook groups and all these different things. And so that's what I primarily have been focused on the remainder of the last quarter of last year and going into 2016. 2016, which was getting my foundation straight. And so that's what I focused on. But as far as what I have coming up, we will be releasing our group class, which is called Master Your Profit Plan, which I'm so excited about, because it's going to help people who have that passion and that drive and that idea, not just have their idea and develop it, but actually develop a plan by the time you're done with the class so you can take and now start working on your dream. So I'm very excited about bringing that to market. We'll be bringing that out in March. And then this month, we're going to actually be launching our Facebook group and a blog. So I'm very excited about those two things. So if people want to be a part, if you want to be a part, it's really a movement for me. You know, when you talk about On Fire to Inspire, I love it because it represents, it's more than just about you or what you can bring to the table. It's about taking what God has given you and multiplying it and serving others. And that's the same thing. What we do is so closely tied together, meaning that when I talk about master your profit plan, people automatically think about money. And money is a byproduct of you mastering anything in your life. But it's, you know, it refers to that scripture that talks about, you know, I wish that you would prosper even as your soul prospered. I think as believers, we have so much power on Sunday, and we are fired up, falling out in the pews, and we are on top of the world. And I know I myself was that same believer who just got done shouting, but when I got to my car, I was craving a cigarette still. I was still struggling with things in my life. My relationships were poor. My credit wasn't good. You know, there was all these things that were falling apart, but yet when I was in service, when I was in the presence of God, I was all of that. And so what God really laid on my heart and where Master Your Profit Plan comes from, which is learning how to master the other parts of your life and basically changing your thinking and developing a plan to implement those changes. So that's what the program's about. And again, that will be kicking off in March. The blog will be kicking off this month in late February, and our Facebook group around the same time. So I'm working with some other people to kind of do a kickoff. I'm still kind of getting that together. But yeah, if they want to be a part of it, you know, please go to my landing page at karasakina.com, and you will be the first to know.
Okay. Perfect. Well, Kara, this has been a very informational and informative session, and I really, really thank you. Because a lot of times people can, you know, they can just grasp, okay, she did this, this is her story, this other person did this, this was her story. Now I can put all that together and I can figure this thing out because now I have something that I can work with. You know, because sometimes people don't know where to start. They don't have a clue where to start. And they're frustrated and they're unhappy and, you know, they're just like, where is it? Where did you go? But I want people to understand that there is potential in you. There is greatness in you. Your purpose, there is purpose in your life and for your life. And I say all the time as well, I say, as long as there is life in this body, there's breath in this body, there's purpose to fulfill. As long as I'm breathing and I'm on this side of the earth, understand that there is so much more life to me. There's so much more life for me to help someone else see. It's not about me, but it's about them living the life that they were created to live, and it's about God getting the glory in that. And, you know, I love the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. He has a plan for us, and it's to prosper us. It's for a hope and a wonderful future. And I need you to see your future before it manifests. I need you to see that the end result is already here. If you start seeing it, then now as you start being able to grasp it, you're like, yes, it's there. Because if you've given up, where's your faith? I need you to see it before you see it. Well,
what do you think blocks? Oh, I'm sorry, I was going to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What do you think blocks people from tapping into their purpose?
Fear is the biggest thing. They allow the unknown, the thing, you know, that they're uncertain about this area. That's you know, waters, uncharted waters. So they're like, I don't know if I want to step out there. But I tell you, if you take that leap out there and test the waters, even if that's not the water. He'll show you to go in the other direction. You know, he'll show you, just like with that example you gave about the going and working in the children's ministry. You'll start, you tested those waters and said, nah, that's not quite it. But if I try these waters and kind of putting that into a real-life scenario of a show we had a couple weeks ago, a lady said she loved children. She wanted to have her own daycare. But she also loved doing, she wanted that on a salon. And so the coach was asking, so which one would be the easiest for you to do faster to make a profit? And she said, probably, and she was thinking. And so she said, well, do you like doing hair? She said, well, not really. I really want to own the salon. And I'm like, okay. Well, before you jump out there, quit your job and start doing I said, this is what you do. You take time off, like a break, like an upcoming break, and you take vacation. You put some flyers and stuff together now. Get your clientele together. Keep about 5 to 10 kids. Plan, you know, something out and have a spring break or any kind of break with you and those children. And then that's your waters, testing your waters. You're still getting paid from your job because you're on vacation and you're getting money from what you're doing. Now, that's a true on the job learning to see, do I want to do this? And if not, you have nothing to lose because you're going back to your job the following week. If you love it, then you can start really planning out, seeing this thing come into you know, into fruition and making a great impact on your life and your children's lives. So that was like a real life scenario that we did that night, and that's why I love opening the lines, because I'm like, if someone wants,
I hope someone, you know, if you're listening and you're not sure, you know, maybe you feel like you can't relate and or, you know, oh, she won't understand my perspective, or, you know, they used to be in IT or whatever, or whatever preconceived notions that you may have about these two women on the phone. I'm going to tell you something. What we all have in common is the fact that we all had a seed planted in us before we were ever sent here. And we all have a desire to want to bring forth and birth what God has placed in us. And one thing that I know that you can agree to is that we understand the pain, the pressure, and the pleasure of what it takes to birth and walk into your purpose. And so if you have a question, I want you to know that you can ask it without shame or fear, and either one of us will give you the best answer that we can give them tonight. So I just wanted to encourage someone. I feel like they may be on the fence about asking a question, and so I just wanted to put that out there.
Gotcha. So we're going to make the option available again, since you feel like someone's on the fence. If you have a question or comment, you don't have to say your name. You can just ask the question. Press 1, and we'll bring you on. You can ask your question live. Press 1, you want to make a comment. Press 1, you can just make that comment live. But there is no dumb question. The only dumb question there is one that is not asked. That's the only way. But
you know, one thing I wanted to talk about too was, you know, the pitfalls. You know, I can say that even though, you know, I haven't reached full measures of success, there's other things that I want to do. I'm very passionate about collaborating with people. And so I want to teach people how to do that as well. But, you know, I have probably lost everything a good 4 times. I mean, you know, 6-figure plus, you know, penthouse apartment, the whole night. And something happened and start from 0, scratch again. And so for those of you who may listen to this in the future or may listen tonight and say, you know, I tried it before and it didn't work out, or I gave it my all, I did my best, or I trusted God, but it didn't turn out the way that I thought God was going to do it, I just want to encourage your hearts tonight. Just like when the scripture in the Bible talks about Peter, you know, Peter gets a bad rap, you know. People forget that even though Peter denied Jesus, he was the same guy the night before that cut off somebody's ear behind Jesus, you know, trying to protect them, you know. He was radical. He loved God. But, you know, being a human, we are frail and we make mistakes, you know. know. And so Peter made the mistake, and he denied the master. And so what did Peter do? He was a fisherman, so he went back to what he knew. And that's oftentimes as entrepreneurs and individuals, you know, when something doesn't work out, we go back to our comfort zone. That's just human nature, you know. And so as he was there, he had been toiling all night. He's a fisherman. That's his thing. He knows how to do it. And all of a sudden, Jesus pops up. And, you know, Jesus is like, you know, what are you doing? You know, and he's like, hey, you know, I'm fishing. I've tried it all night. It's not working. I'm packing up. I'm getting ready to get out of here. And Jesus is like, you know, I want you to let down your net again. I want you to try this again. And Peter's like, you know, Lord, I mean, check it out. I know this. Like, this is my thing. That's like me in project management. You know, I know this. I know how that works, right? It's my thing. I've tried it and it didn't work. But at your word, I'm going to go on and let down my net again. And so he lets it down again. And those of us who are familiar with the scripture, he had such a huge return that he could not even contain the overflow of the blessing that he received in the act of his obedience from the Lord. And so that's something that I also wanted to put out there tonight, that you may be in a situation where you tried it, you did it, you gave it your all, it didn't work out. But I want you to feel free to get back in the presence of the Lord and to go on and encourage you to try it again. You might not do it exactly the same way. You might be trying something different. But if you still have that pitter-pat desire in your heart that there is something that you want to accomplish, that there is more to life than your 9-to-5, there's more to just existing, I want to encourage you to let down your net again. And I truly believe in this season, for those of us that have been tested and proven, that God will honor his word in your life, and you will be prosperous. So I just wanted to put that out there for some folks, because I know in my own life I've had that point of decision, and I've had to take a mustard seed of faith and try something again, and it was highly successful. And then something else happened, and I ended up, you know, right back to where I was. And that's kind of the journey that we go through, you know, as individuals in our walk with the Lord, and also in our walk as entrepreneurs.
Well, you know, that's the reality of life. Actually, we have a person that is on the press one, so hold on just a moment.
Oh, awesome. I knew somebody was out there.
Welcome to On Fire. You are live. Did you have a question or comment for us tonight?
Well, I just want to say amen, and I am just really so encouraged by you young ladies. I just wanted to actually just chime in and piggyback on what you were saying.
My name is
Ingrid, and I was definitely inspired by definitely the comments you guys made tonight. And I wanted to just add on, and, you know, I just wanted to say amen, first of all, because we have to give all praise and honor to the Father, because through him all things are possible, and he is truly faithful. So I'm just so grateful and thankful. And I wanted to say that to say this, you know, that God is faithful and that he's just worthy of all the praise and honor. And for myself, you know, I decided to walk on faith by asking God to reinvent me, you know, because sometimes you have so many years experience for myself. I dibble and dabbled in, you know, the school system, you know, and my specialty is working with special needs children and adults, and I've done it for like 22 years of my life. So, you know, I had, you know, called on God and asked him to, you know, reinvent me, you know, because sometimes you can be on the forefront. And I went from stages of being in the school system, and then I went from being in the school system, and I went to working in a psychiatric hospital, at which time, you know, it became a little bit highly aggressive, you know. There's still so much work to do, because at the end of the day, you can't take it personal, you know.
Right.
You're there because the Father has called you to step in And mm-hmm. by you stepping in, his work is getting done, because he says that he wants us to do what we're supposed to do for the least of these. So, you know, because I know that that is my gift and my transition, and what I love to do is work with special needs children and adults, I've done it for so long, for 22 years, and that brings me back to saying, you know, when I asked God to reinvent me, you know, I know that God had called me to be a caregiver, and I know I'm a strong advocate, you know, for disabled adults and children. And, you know, I work in a highly aggressive field. And so I petitioned to him, you know, just to give me an opportunity to do something similar, because, you know, that's my background. My background is to be very given and always to be very compassionate, you know. And I feel like for myself, I'm the voice for the unspoken. So I'm going to be the advocate who's going to be out there in your face, you know, making you aware of the population in which I work with, so that, you know, people won't be intimidated, but this will be a learning opportunity. So with that being said, God put it on my heart to, you know, go back to school in 2013. And since then, you know, I have accomplished becoming a certified MA as well as a phlebotomist. And I also want to accomplish, amen, I want to accomplish this year becoming a certified EKG specialist. And through this all, with my journey and testimony, I also was previously diagnosed with invasive breast cancer in 2015 in March. So, you know, I want people to definitely be encouraged to accomplish, to do whatever it is out there. Understand that life is never too short, and there's nothing that God, you know, if he can bring you to it, then he'll bring you through it, you know. And I'm blessed to say that I have since then accomplished all these things despite of what was on the plate, because, you know, if God can bring you to it, then he's definitely going to bring you through it. So, amen. I'm able to say that I am cancer-free as of November 2015. So, you know, I know that there's just some higher stuff that I know that God wants me to do. So I'm looking forward to being a spokesperson for sickness and disease, and just encouraging everyone to just, you know, get out there and just do it, you know?
You know, can I say, I want to thank you for sharing your story. But that's exactly as you were talking, and you were talking about being so hands-on with the population. But what I was really sensing was more of a spokesperson role, an advocate, maybe taking that hands-on experience in your own experiences and, you know, maybe getting involved from a legislative perspective or somehow being an agent of change to make those experiences for those individuals better. And so it's kind of what we spoke to a little bit earlier, even though we have a vision of how we see our gift being used, just being open to letting your gift be used in different ways to get an even greater result.
Oh, definitely. I totally agree. And I'm just, you know, basically I'm trying to get lined up, you know, because I know through networking, God definitely will line you up where he'll have you to be, you know. So you just got to continue just to stand, you know, steadfast and just trust and believe. So I'm just excited about what he's about to do this year.
Oh, great. Yeah, you're on the great path.
Ingrid,
amen. That's just God. That's just God. And I just thank him for the opportunity, you know, at the end of the day, for even allowing me to be part of the journey, because I found out in my own journey that it was much more not about me, but I just was so grateful and thankful that I had friends, colleagues, as well as family members who petitioned unto the Lord and interceded on my behalf. And, you know, it allowed me to look at life as such as to look at the ones who don't have, you know, and that's why I'm so compassionate about it, because the ones who didn't have what I had, because to be able to go through, you know, something detrimental and be able to be so positive, I understood that it was because of my relationship with my father. Had it not have been
that's
for him,
exactly
I don't know
it.
Where I would be, you know. So I'm so thankful and grateful for the red flags in which he allowed me to see, you know, because God always puts somebody in your life ahead of time. You know, it's just all about us catching up for the plans he already has for us. So I thank him for honestly having a wonderful little birdie in my ear who was conscientious about telling me, Ingrid, you know, make sure when you turn 40, you add this to your list. But I was already, because I was already conscientious about being consistent with my health. So when we found out about my health, it was during a yearly annual update. So it was already in the works, you know. So God is just so faithful, and I'm just so grateful unto him, you know. And his mercy and grace are definitely in favor of souls, so sufficient, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Wow, wow. Ingrid, I am so glad that you shared that, because sometimes, you know, you could have used that as an excuse to say, well, you know what, I give up. But you said, no, I'm going to use it as a catalyst to say that, you know what, sickness, you have a name. And because you have a name, you got to bow down to the power of the name of Jesus, because he lives and dwells in me. So guess what? You can't stay here. I serve you your addiction today. You know, so that's what you said to the illness. And now you can inspire other women. Well, guess what? This is what happened. But guess what? I am cancer-free today because of who I am in him and because who I believe. I believed him to be the healer that he is. And now I can walk in the newness of who I am in him, because I am a new creature in him, and I have a new, like you said, a lot of times we come into this new identity. Lord, recreate me. Give me this new identity in you. Give me this new face, so when I look in the mirror, I don't see who I used to see. I see who you created me to be. And so I am so excited about you dialing in tonight, sharing that with us tonight. And, you know, I'm sure it encouraged and inspired others, because a lot of times, you know, we have excuses. But like I said, we left them back in 2015. We're not doing that this year.
You better say it. You better say it. Because you know what? The plan, Angela, is you start to look in that it's not really about you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when you find out that it's not really about you, and you understand that God is using you for the upliftment and building of his kingdom, it becomes that much more personable, because you know now that God can trust you with some things, you know, and you get so thankful for him even using you such a thing. Amen. So... I'm just ecstatic, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. That is so, so very true. So very true. Well, thank you again, Ingrid. I appreciate you dialing in tonight and sharing with us. Because, again, I know that really, you know, touched someone's heart tonight. And it may also get someone else to want to press one and either comment or ask a question. So thank you so much for being that catalyst for change.
Amen, amen.
All right, thanks again. I tell you, that was a powerful, powerful testimony. I tell you, if you have a question or you have a comment about tonight's show or about your purpose, about tapping into your purpose, about whatever it is, what's on your heart, press one. Kara and I are here to answer any questions or just listen to your comments, because that's what we're here for. We're here to uplift, build you, and push into your purpose. Kara, I don't know if I shared with you one of my nicknames. This is a nickname I gave myself. People call me Miss On Fire to Inspire. That's what they call me. My nickname for myself is midwife. I said I don't birth babies, I birth purpose. And so because I understand identity in him now, I understand who I am, then I'm on assignment each and every day that I have breath in this body. When I open my eyes in the morning, I give God glory for a new day. And now I'm like, now what is it that you want me to do? What is it? You've given me this gift and it's called life. What is it that you want me to do today? Yes, ma'am. I tell you, I'm so excited. I tell you, there are some great, great women and men that are listening to the show, whether they're listening live or they're listening to the recording. As we said before, there is purpose for you to fulfill, whether you're doing it right now or you're stepping into it. Keep going. If there are some scriptures, your favorite scripture, put it on like a sticky note, put it on an index card, put it somewhere that you can read it each and every day. If that means you put it on your mirror as you're dressing in the morning, put it somewhere where you can see it. Put some affirmations. I've written a book called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations, because the more you see that I'm more than a conqueror, the more that you see I am a success, the more that you see I am victorious, then you start believing it because you're seeing it. You keep hearing crazy stuff and you keep receiving that. Let that garbage, just go ahead and take all that garbage to the garbage can, because that's where it's supposed to be. And you take on the new, you take on the positive, and you digest positive each and every day. If it's listen to some motivational CDs, listen to some motivational music, because I'm telling you, what you put in your eye gates and your ear gates is what you're going to continue to manifest out of your mouth. It's going to come out of your mouth. If it's not good, it's going to still come out, because that's what you're putting in. So that's only what can come out. I don't know where that one came from, but I had to release that. Amen. Well, Kara, did you have anything else that you wanted to add tonight? Because they're being shy. So I thank God that Ingrid did press one and share.
Oh, okay.
Did you have anything else to share tonight?
I think that just from a closing out perspective, that, you know, we talked about tapping into your purpose, and, you know, we touched on fear, and we touched on, you know, being led and trying some things, and, you know, following your passion, but making sure you have a plan. I mean, I tell you, we have given a lot of nuggets out tonight between the both of us. But, you know, the last thing I want to leave with people is really the whole mantra for, I believe, not only, you know, my existence and why I was created, but the fact that, you know, John 10:10, where the Lord impressed upon me and he said, you know, I died that, you know, I came, or, you know, I died basically that you, and rose, that you might have life and that you would have it more abundantly. And that is what my business is based off of. And that is why I do what I do, because I want people to understand, and I'm going to be very clear here, you know, in that time seeking my purpose, when the Lord shared that scripture in my spirit, he impressed upon me that, Kara, I didn't die for this. The way that my children are living, defeated, oppressed, depressed, beneath our privilege, not using their gifts, not walking out in their purpose. You know, he came, he died, he gave up his life for us to live in the power that we have as believers of Christ. And so that's what I want to leave with anybody that's listening. The fact that, yes, it's great that you're gifted. Yes, it's great that you carry the anointing. But you have a responsibility. This isn't optional. You walking out in your purpose and your gift is not something that you can just, you know, maybe it's a nice to do. You have a responsibility as a believer to go through the pain, to do whatever you got to do to birth out what God has placed you in this earth for. He purposed you. He thought of you. He sent you, and he knew you before you even got here. He knew who you wanted to touch. He knew who your parents would be, what neighborhood you would grow up in, even the bad things that may have happened to you as a child, and the great things. He knew exactly what kind of personality you have, what you look like, who would be attracted to you. He took all that into consideration to make sure that you are in the perfect position to birth out that purpose in your life. So that's what I want people to be absolutely clear with before I hang up this phone, that this is not a nice to have. If you are a believer in Christ Jesus, you have a responsibility to live life on purpose.
Amen. And I agree. It is your responsibility to live out as sons and daughters of the Most High God, living a life of purpose. Living a life of purpose. You are a kingdom citizen. You are not a servant or a peasant. You are a kingdom citizen. So rise up and walk in your royalty, my sisters and brothers, as you live the life of purpose. Yes, yes, yes. I tell you, I'm excited. I am so excited.
Thank you.
Well, I thank you so much, so very much for joining us again.
Yes, thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Yes, now you have to stop by and keep us posted on some upcoming events. I'm excited about what's in your future and what you're doing, because you are doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You're living on purpose. You're walking it out, and you're helping build other people up so that God can get the glory out of your life and theirs. So thank you again for joining, and we will see you soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Guys, I tell you, I'm so excited about 2016 being a year of jubilee, a year of celebration, a year that that will see manifestation like never before. But we got to be able to plan this thing out. And that's why I'm intentionally bringing people before you that are walking in their purpose. They're tapping into helping you get to where you're supposed to be. And so I want you to listen to this piece called Dare to Dream from On Fire to Inspire, the audiobook. On Fire to Inspire, Dare to Dream, because it's time to start dreaming again, and it's time to start living out those dreams. Dare to dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream. That piece is called Dare to Dream. It is from the On Fire to Inspire audio CD. It is available for purchase if you would like it. On Fire to Inspire is actually a book, and it's a book available as an ebook, a paperback, or audio book, CD. Each and every piece is placed strategically to make sure that you're living out a life of purpose. The books are just, I'm telling you, God was waking me up in the midnight hour to empower, impact, and push people into their passion. I didn't choose to do this. God chose me, and I took on that assignment because it's a part of my purpose. I want you to live on purpose and purpose. I will be selling T-shirts really, really soon if you want to place your order. I'm going to be posting it soon. It is, and it's entitled, I Am On Fire to Inspire, and you guys are. You're on fire to inspire others to live out their purpose as you're living and walking out yours. God is going to get the glory out of your life, and I want you to stay focused and stay steadfast. Keep your faith, keep your head up, because the sky is, you know what, the limit. The sky is not the limit, because there are no limits in Christ, so there are no limits in you. Thank you so much for tuning in to On Fire to Inspire. We'll see you next week, same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell your friends, tell your family. And if you have a business, you can be a sponsor of this wonderful show. For $25, I'm extending the special, only $25 for the entire month. Now, we'll talk about your business and invite people to support your business. It's all about empowerment and impact. You guys have a great night, great week, and we will talk to you next week. I am fire.
Mm-hmm.